From NPR News, it's Day to Day. At any given time, about 1,000 kids are homeless and living on the streets in downtown Portland, Oregon. They can be driven to the streets because of physical or sexual abuse at home, or because their parents don't accept their sexual identity, or maybe they're addicted to drugs or alcohol. In the case of 21-year-old Miracle Draven, it was all of the above and more that put her on the streets for the past 4 years. Here's Miracle.
A day on the street would be waking up at Greenhouse,
bitch about what food we didn't want to eat
and how much food we didn't have.
Probably leave there about 8-ish.
Because they kicked us all out.
And the only way to stay was to do chores, and, you know, I'm not going to do chores. So we left.
Just to kick it at this place we called Paranoia Park after that.
Usually,
one of my friends who didn't stay at the shelter,
one of my family members who somebody had called
would come down with the new thing of drugs, which is just the bags that we
sell. That's all we did all day.
Just find people to sell drugs to.
Yeah,
that's what we sold. We sold crystal meth, and that was all we ever sold, and that was all we did.
If it was a day when we were sick, then we'd probably kick it up at Outside Inn. It's one of the clinics and drop-in
centers. I don't know if they ever really knew we had our drugs on us or not, but we usually always did.
Some of us had bikes, and some of us didn't stay at the shelters, like we'd stay at Squatch or whatever.
And if you stayed in the squat, then you woke up whenever you woke up, and then you'd come downtown.
The squat is basically, it's like camping. It's like camping without the luxuries of like a sleeping bag or a tent or anything like that. It's really just camping.
Sometimes abandoning houses or houses that they're trying to build down or whatnot are under bridges.
But basically,
trees.
It's just anywhere you're safe at night where you can go to sleep without cops.
And then you have to re-up. And when we re-up, it just means re-upping our doped supplies, how much we have.
If you actually do the drugs you sell, which I did, then you have to do your shot, which takes like ever, because then you have to find somewhere to do it and make sure you have all the stuff.
And then you have to walk up and down the streets and just find people to sell stuff to.
If you're just holding anything, we'd be like, yeah, what you looking for?
You know, and if they just happened to be looking for what we had, we'd take a little walk.
You know, sell what I had to sell, get what I had to get, and go.
You don't eat when you're on crystal.
You're not appetite is suppressed.
That's why you get so skinny.
Because you're really just not hungry. You don't even notice that you're not hungry, you're just not hungry.
I think my number one thing that I always ate was Pepsi, always Pepsi. I still
Star
drink Pepsi.
Crunch, which is a little Debbie snack that costs 25 cents.
Because I can't spend my dealer's money, so I have to sponge up my own money.
That was like all I ate.
When you're out there dealing and doing whatever you're doing and selling it and everything, it could take up to 2 weeks before you actually fall asleep.
Every time you get tired, you just take another hit.
You know, or snitch out of some of the bags or whatever and create another hit, whatever you have to do.
Because you can't fall asleep. You got to sell as much as you can.
Are you going to be sick because you're not getting any drugs? So, yeah.
But when you're really high, you don't get cold because your heart rate's going so fast that you're sweating all the time, so you don't get cold. It could have been snow.
Sleeping on the concrete, the cold is actually turns into warm.
You know, like you could sleep on concrete
every day in your life,
and if you tried to sleep on a warm bed, you wouldn't be able to sleep because it's not cold.
Our story, Miracle on the Streets, came to us from independent producer DeMay Roberts and the NPR program Hearing Voices.